today is the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, which took place in Ukraine in 1986. I remember I was in the UK at the time, and it took a few days to find out what had actually happened, but that in Chernobyl, which was a town or near a town, one of the nuclear reactors blew up and spewed radioactive cloud out into the atmosphere, which then spread really all over Europe and went to all over Europe. And the Russians at that time, Ukraine was still part of the USSR, Russians didn't tell anyone for a few days. Anyway, it ended up killing some people instantly, and the type of health damage that it caused is debated even to the present day. Sometimes I put down the general bad health of Hungarians to the fact that they were also so close to this Chernobyl. But even right now there's a 30-mile or 50-kilometer exclusion zone around the whole area where no one lives. Imagine that, 50 miles, it's like a no man's land. And in order to contain a nuclear meltdown is different than a nuclear bomb going off. It's not like that. But what does happen is that a nuclear reaction is a controlled nuclear reaction going on, which generates energy, relatively cheap energy, and lots of it. But what happens is that when that nuclear reaction goes out of control, then you've got all this uncontrolled radioactivity. And in this case, because it's meant to generate steam and drive turbines, so that steam exploded and it throws nuclear waste into the atmosphere. And the end result of that is a lot of radioactivity everywhere, and then the whole site becomes radioactive. And the problem with a radioactive site is just like they had it now in near Tokyo in Japan because of the earthquake and tsunami, is that no one can get near it, because if you get near it, you die. So it's very difficult to bring under control. Anyway, what they did is they covered it with a cement steel top casing, but now that has to be replaced at the cost of about €1 billion, and that whole event is being commemorated today. I'm mentioning it for two reasons. One is because it brings to mind Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita how demoniac people make all kinds of plans to destroy the world, whether they're consciously planning to destroy it or unconsciously, but the effect ends up being the same, is that this type of nuclear incident makes the world uninhabitable. We had one on 3 Mile Island or 5 Mile Island in America prior to that, then there was this Chernobyl, then there was it in Japan. In Japan all it took was an earthquake. And there are hundreds of these things all over the world. So the other point is that it's become a real controversy. Should we have nuclear energy or not? What do Hare Krishnas think about it? If someone asked me, I would say no. I would say we don't need nuclear energy. In fact, we probably don't need 90% of the energy that we've got, because our lives don't depend on it. If we need to heat our homes, we could do it with all types of natural products, corn husk, wood, so many other things. And if you want light, then you've got so many different types of natural oils and so on, sunflower seed oil. Or if you're rich, then you can use ghee, provided it's from protected cows. So that's what you need. You may want something else. If you want electricity, well, you can get clean, safe electricity from solar panels that really go on forever, although they're also quite high-tech power. And all of the other power that we have from nuclear plants, from electrical generating plants, either they're coal-driven or oil-driven, or dams, they're also for the most part, driving not what we need in life, but the things that we want. They're driving our consumer product factories, where they produce cars and computers and electronic goods and all these other types of things. That's what all this power is needed for. It's driving a consumer industry. And it's not driving the food that you eat, or at least in very, very small proportion. So doing things like, I can't remember the name, but in the USSR, they built a dam, they reversed the course of a river that was flowing north-south to south-north or vice versa. That's what Krishna's talking about, the demoniac things. Or they create this huge, huge big dams which then flood, make lakes out of hundreds and hundreds of villages in different parts of the world. Again, why? People there are doing their agriculture, their whole livelihood is dependent on it, and it's all flooded out just so that someone somewhere downstream can purchase cars and drive around cars, especially in a place like India where there's insufficient roads, and now we want to build a 1 lakh, or they are building 1 lakh cars so that everyone in India can drive around on a car, and so that the whole country can become gridlocked. No, we don't need nuclear power. We probably don't need most of the hydroelectric power that we have, what to speak of the coal-driven plants, which really spew out a lot of carbon dioxide into the air. On a basis of principle, human beings could do with a lot less power. And if they need power, they can get their power from oxen. They can get their power from natural sources, the same way that power was gotten thousands of years ago when Vedic culture was alive and well on this world. People were living, there were no nuclear reactors, there were no hydro dams. They didn't have any of these things because although they had in one sense high technology and a high standard of living, but it was based on a very simple, ecologically friendly, Gandhi called cottage industries. In other words, keeping everything down on the village level. Whatever is produced in the village, and you live at village level, and you don't need to have factories, cities, and so on. And you use the basic necessities of life. So, nuclear reactors, no, I would say we don't need them. Neither do we need all of these other things that are making our world more and more of a dangerous and unbearable place to live, where you can't breathe, where there's radioactive waste, who knows, under the ground that you're walking on, where you don't know what a earthquake is going to cause, what kind of chaos it's going to cause in the world around you by causing radioactive leaks and so on. So keep life simple. And keep living simple. That's what was Srila Prabhupada's formula, simple living. And if you want to use your energy, then use it for high thinking. That's what you need, energy. But you don't need nuclear reactors for high thinking. All you need is some brains. And unfortunately, in our modern society, people's brains are being short-circuited to become consumers and producers, to become engineers and so many other things, who can't understand even the difference between the body and the soul. Hare Krishna.